Hello, you have reached the voicemail of Christopher Jilko with the Department of the Navy Freedom of Information Act program. I am presently away or busy with another call, but leave me a message after the tone and I shall get back to you. If that doesn't happen within a day, it could be because your voicemail is full. So make sure you empty your voicemail box. And then there could be some other technical issue. As an alternative to this voicemail, you can reach me by email. My email address is christopher.a.jolka@navy.mil. Jolka is spelled J-U-L-K-A. If you would like to convey a message concerning Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, I have a new number to call. That is of the Inspector General of the United States Marine Corps. That number is 703-604-4526. Thank you.
Hi, Mr. Jolka. This is Bill Payne in Albuquerque. And I think I'm ready to go on, well, on two FOIAs, okay? And both of them are subject to the same subject is one. How long are the modules? Let's see the software certification certificate. I'll send them to you so you can review them before I send, but I'd like to find out what the proper procedure is to do it and see if we can do it all electronically. The interesting one is, of course, the P-8A Kaneohe Poseidon. And you know, who caused the problem? Was it the pilot error or was the autopilot software? And I tried to FOIA, or I did FOIA the FAA and the NTSB about this, about their certification, and they refused to answer. They just, you know, they did respond. They just said, no, this is secret, or, you know, or whatever, and we're not going to respond to it. And so they were inviting a lawsuit, but I think this is probably a better approach, okay, is to ask for the module sizes and the certification. And then one of the reason is that with the Boeing hardware engineers firm, from 1980 back to way before 66, had a rule that the module could not be, or code could not be over one page of code. Otherwise, it could not be certified because it was too complicated. But I'll talk to you and thank you. And it was very interesting to hear your comments about the MCS software. So you were, clued in on that. I'm impressed. And also kind of sad is Dennis Muhlenberg got fired, apparently, I read, from Boeing over the 737. But he made a statement saying, hey, these new planes are too complicated for a human to fly. Okay, it has to be a computer. And so this is an issue, and did they certify it? Because the Navy, or better yet, the airlines, wouldn't put hardware that hadn't been certified into an aircraft. And they just are getting into trouble on that one, because apparently they
did. Maximum composed time has been reached.